2020 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to the coronavirus disease, or COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. The board did so and canceled its regular open meetings of March 19th, April 2nd, May 7th, and June 4th. But today, the board finds that it really needs to be back in the business of public business. Under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act, that an in-person meeting is, I find that an in-person meeting is not practical, nor is it prudent. This aligns with the governor's May 29, 2020 disaster proclamation, which said that public health concerns relating to COVID-19 make in-person attendance of more than 10 people at a regular meeting location would not be feasible under Section 7E4 of the Open Meetings Act. Therefore, the board is conducting this regular open meeting by teleconference. Members of the public may listen to the entirety of the meeting, and if they want to, they will have an opportunity to speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Before we proceed, please note that this meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7C9 of the Open Meetings Act to ensure that any public remarks given this morning will be documented and they will find their ways into the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk, please call the roll.
Okay. Good morning. Member Carter?
Here.
Member Palavos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
And our chair, Madam Curry?
I'm here. Thank you. So we have four members, a full complement. Three is a quorum, so we're ready to go. There are no announcements to make today, so we're going to go right on to public remarks. During this portion of the meeting, members of the public may address the board concerning any item on the agenda, today's agenda. This is the part of the meeting reserved for members of the public to comment on any of these issues, that I'm going to invite the operator to come on the line at this time and give people instructions on how members of the public may log in or request to make a comment. Operator?
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to make a comment, you may press 1 followed by 0 immediately. If you are using a speakerphone here this morning, it may actually be helpful to lift the handset before pressing. But once again, to queue up immediately, please press 1 followed by 0.
Are there any comments, operator?
And at this time, we actually have no one queuing by phone for us.
Do we think we've given them enough time to queue? I expect we have. So no comments today. We'll go right on to approving of the minutes. The May 21, 2020 board meeting minutes are on the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Member Palavos moves adoption. Is there a second? Member Carter seconds. Any discussion from the board? If not, please call the roll, Mr. Clerk. All in favor say aye. Opposed say nay.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
And Chairman Curry?
Aye. All right, the ayes have it. The minutes are approved, and we go right into today's agenda. Rulemakings, R19-1. This is our first rulemaking set for second notice. Member Santos?
Thank you. On March 5th of 2020, the board adopted a first notice proposal for a PSD permitting program. The board received a detailed comment from the Illinois EPA and also received comments from the Illinois Environmental Regulatory Group and JCAR. The draft opinion reviews the comments section by section, and it concludes by adopting a revised proposal for second notice review by JCAR. I move the draft opinion in order.
And Member Carter seconds. Is there any discussion from members of the board? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. All opposed say no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. So that sounds like 4 voting yes, no one voting no, The ayes have it. The order is approved. We have neither adjusted standards nor administrative citations, so right on to adjudicatory cases. The first one is PCB 6-66. It's a motion for voluntary dismissal. Member Santos.
Thank you. On June 5th of 2020, the petitioner filed a motion to voluntarily dismiss the CAAPP permit appeal. I move the draft order granting the motion, dismissing the appeal, and closing the docket.
Second.
And Member Carvey seconds that motion. Is there any discussion from members of the board? Clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. Opposed, say no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. And that sounds to me as if all four of us voting in favor, the order is approved. Next matter is PCB 0671, and it's a motion for voluntary dismissal. It's mine. On November 3rd, 2005, Dynegy Midwest Generation petitioned the board for review of certain conditions in the Clean Air Act program permit. IEPA had issued the permit to Dynegy's coal-fired electric generating station called the Havana Power Station in Mason County. On June 5, 2020, Dynegy filed a motion to voluntarily dismiss its appeal. This draft order grants Dynegy's motion for voluntary dismissal, dismisses the appeal, and closes the docket. I move adoption of the order. Member Santos seconds. Any discussion? Clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. All opposed say no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. Another unanimous verdict. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Next is PCB 7115, the motion for voluntary dismissal. Again, it's mine. On August 27, 2007, Dynegy Midwest Generation petitioned the board for review of certain conditions in a Clean Air Act program permit. IEPA had issued the permit to Dynegy's baghouse, scrubber, and sorbent injection control for units at the Havana Power Station, located, again, in that Mason County. On June 5th, 2020, Dynegy filed a motion to voluntarily dismiss its appeal. The board grants Dynegy's motion for voluntary dismissal, dismisses the appeal, and closes the docket. I move the adoption of the order. Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion? If not, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. Opposed, say no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. Another unanimous verdict. The order is approved. Next is PCB 14-3, a motion for an interlocutory appeal. Member Carter?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This case involved Johns Manville's efforts to recover cleanup costs from IDOT related asbestos-containing material. After a five-day hearing in 2016, the board issued an interim opinion and order finding that IDOT caused and allowed open dumping of asbestos-containing material. On October 31, 2019, the hearing officer issued an order denying several evidentiary motions. The hearing officer denied all motions. On November 14, 2019, Johns Manville moved for interlocutory appeal of the order denying John Manville's motion to exclude, reprising arguments that IDOT's expert lacks the requisite knowledge, skill, experience, education, and expertise to use base maps created by his colleague using the AutoCAD system. On December 10, 2019, IDOT filed its response arguing its expert had the requisite knowledge, skill, experience, education, and expertise to use the base maps and properly relied upon the AutoCAD expertise to create the base maps. IDOT further claims that Johns Manville's expert similarly relied a separate AutoCAD expert. So if its testimony and maps were excluded, then Johns Manville's testimony would also have to be stricken. This order finds that Johns Manville's motion was timely filed. This order also finds that IDOT's expert properly relied upon the AutoCAD expertise to create the base maps and has the requisite knowledge, skill, experience, education, and expertise to use the base maps in this testimony and denies Johns Manville interlocutory appeal. I move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? from members of the board? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes, opposed say no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Curry?
Yes. Again, unanimity, the order is approved. Next is PCB 19-2, involves a motion to supplement the record, and this matter is mine. On March 16, 2020, the Office of the State Fire Marshal filed a motion to supplement the record in this appeal of an underground storage tank ruling. The petitioner, Reliable Stores, opposed the addition to the supplemental material. This draft order grants the Fire Marshal's motion to supplement. I move the adoption of the order. Is there a second? Member Santos seconds. Any discussion? Clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. Opposed, no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. Again, unanimity. The order is approved. PCB 20-7, a motion for voluntary dismissal. Member Santos.
Thank you. On June 5th of 2020, the petitioner filed a motion to dismiss its UST appeal. I move the draft order granting the motion, dismissing the appeal, and then closing the docket.
Second.
Member Carter seconds. Any discussion from the board? If not, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. All opposed say no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Yes. It's four voting yes. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Next is PCB 20-13, a proposed settlement. It's mine. On September 9th, 2019, the Office of the Illinois Attorney General filed a one-count complaint against Erickson Steel Company in Tazewell County. The complaint alleged open burning at the Erickson facility. On June 8, 2020, the people filed a proposed settlement in which Erickson admits the violation and agrees to pay a $3,000 civil penalty. This draft order directs the clerk to provide public notice of the party stipulation, proposed settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement. I move adoption of the draft order. Member Santos seconds. Any discussion? Mr. Clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. Opposed say no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Yes. Again, on vote of 4-0, the order is approved. 4 yes and no one voting no. The next is PCB 2020, a motion for voluntary dismissal. It's mine. On March 31st, 2020, Dixie Travel Plaza filed a motion to voluntarily dismiss this appeal, which concerns an application for payment from the underground storage tank fund for Dixie Travel Plaza's leaking underground storage tank site in McLean County. The board grants Dixie Travel Plaza's motion for voluntary dismissal, dismisses the appeal, and closes the docket. I move the adoption of the draft order. Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion? Clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. Opposed say no. Clerk, please call the roll.
I'm sorry. Member Carter?
Okay.
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. Again, on a unanimous aye vote, the order is approved. Next is PCB 2053. It's a dismissal of an underground storage tank appeal. Member Carter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On February 6, 2020, the parties timely filed a joint notice to extend the 35-day period. The determination concerns PrimCorp's underground storage tank site located at 3907 North Sheridan Road in Peoria, Peoria County. The agency partially denied PrimCorp's request for reimbursement from the UST fund. On February 20th, 2020, at the party's request, the board extended the appeal period within which PrimCorp may appeal a January 13th, 2020 determination of the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency until May 17th, 2020. The board order stated, If PrimCorp fails to file an appeal on or before that date, the board will dismiss this case and close the docket. PrimCorp did not file an appeal on or before May 17, 2020. This order dismisses this case and closes the docket. I move the order.
And Member Santos seconds it. Is there any discussion from the board? Clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. Opposed, say no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. The ayes have it. The order is approved. The next issue is PCB 20-62, a citizen's complaint. Member Palavos.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. On March 3rd, 2020, Michael J. Corman filed a complaint against the Illinois Department of Transportation concerning a construction project expanding the Willow Road overpass in Glenview, Illinois. Corman alleges that IDOT violated its NPDES permit by filing an incomplete notice of intent. Corman also alleges that the stormwater pollution prevention plan is substantially noncompliant and stormwater runoff is not being actively managed at the site. This draft order accepts the complaint for hearing. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. Opposed, say no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. Again, the ayes have it. The order is approved. Next, we have PCB 2075. And if there are no objections, I understand that Member Carter would like to move the next two matters together. There are PCB 20-75 and PCB 20-76. Are there any objections? Hearing none, Member Carter, carry on with both of them together.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm moving PCB 2075 and PCB 20-76 together. Each of the parties requests favorable tax treatment of facilities, that primary purpose of which is to reduce or eliminate water pollution. The IEPA found that each facility has met these requirements. The board's technical unit agrees. These orders approve the favorable pollution control tax treatment. I move the orders.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. Opposed, say no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. Again, unanimous. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Next, back to Member Carter, PCB 20-77.
Thank you.
On May 27th, stipulation.
Sorry. On May 27th, 2020, the Office of the Attorney General filed a two-count complaint against Greenbrier Rail Services for failing to timely submit a complete and accurate emissions report for 2018 and by failing to submit complete and accurate annual emission reports for 2016 and 2017 is in violation of the Illinois Environmental Protection Act, Board Air Pollution Regulations, and Illinois EPA Air Pollution Regulations. The parties now seek to settle without a hearing. The Greenbrier Rail Services neither admits nor denies the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $10,000. Under the Act and Board regulations, the Board must cause notice of the stipulation, proposed settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement. Any person may file a written demand for hearing within 21 days after receiving the notice. If anyone timely files a written demand for hearing, the Board will deny the party's request for relief and hold a hearing. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move the order.
Seconded by Santos. Any discussion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes. Opposed, say no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. Again, unanimity. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Then there is the next agenda items. I understand that Member Carter would like to move these 10 matters together. They're all air tax certifications. They are PCB 20-78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, and 87. Is there any dissension? Is there any objection to moving all 10 together? Hearing none, Member Carter, proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Each of the parties requests favorable tax treatment of facilities, the primary purpose of which is to reduce or eliminate air pollution. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency found that each facility has met these requirements. The board's technical unit agrees. These orders approve the favorable pollution control tax treatment, and I move the orders.
Seconded by Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Clerk, please call the roll. Everyone in favor votes vote yes. Everyone opposed votes no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Back to Member Carter. That she would like to move the next two items jointly, PCB 2089 and 2090. They're both tax certifications. Member Carter, first of all, is there any objection to moving them together? Hearing none, Member Carter.
Thank you. Each of the parties requests favorable tax treatment of facilities whose primary purpose of which is to reduce or eliminate water pollution. The IEPA recommends or found that each facility has met these requirements. The board's technical unit agrees. These orders approve the favorable pollution control tax treatment, and I move the orders.
Seconded by Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say yes, opposed no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. Again, on a vote of four yes, no one voting no or present, the order is approved. And the final matter for consideration today is PCB 20-91, a complaint and proposed settlement. Back to you, Member Carter.
Madam Chair?
Did I miss something?
Miss 20-88.
Oops, sorry about that. Okay, let's go back to 2088. Thank you very much, Don. It's a complaint and proposal for settlement. Member Carter.
Thank you. On June 2nd, 2020, the Office of the Attorney General filed a two-count complaint against HB Fuller Company for failing to timely submit a complete and accurate annual emissions report for two separate facilities for calendar year 2018 in violation of the Illinois Environmental Protection Act, Board Air Pollution Regulations, and Illinois EPA Air Pollution Regulations. The parties now seek to settle without a hearing. HB Fuller Company admits the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $10,000. Under the Act and Board regulations, the Board must cause notice of the stipulation, proposed settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement. Any person may file a written demand for hearing within 21 days after receiving the notice. If anyone timely files a written demand for hearing, the Board will deny the party's request for relief and hold a hearing. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice, and I move the order.
Seconded by Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor, vote yes. Opposed, vote no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. So on a vote of four yes, none voting no, the order is approved. And now I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Don, but I think now we're on to our last agenda item. PCB 20-91, a complaint and proposed settlement. Member Carter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On June 11, 2020, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the State of Illinois, filed a one-count complaint against Nokia of America Corporation for failing to timely submit a complete and accurate annual emissions report for calendar year 2018 in violation of the Illinois Environmental Protection Act, Board Air Pollution Regulations, and Illinois EPA Air Pollution Regulations. The parties now seek to settle without a hearing. Nokia admits the alleged violation and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $5,000. Under the Act and Board regulations, the Board must cause notice of the stipulation, proposed settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirements. Any person may file a written demand for hearing within 21 days after receiving the notice. If anyone timely files a written demand for hearing, the Board will deny the party's request for relief and hold a hearing. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice, and I move the order.
And Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion from the board? Clerk, please call the roll. All in favor, please vote yes. Those opposed, please vote no.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palavos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. The ayes have it. The order is approved. And are there any other items on the agenda today? I have nothing. If I'm missing something, if somebody else has something, now is the time to speak up. As nobody spoke up, we have no other items. A motion to adjourn from Member Palibos, seconded by Carter. Clerk, please call the roll. And all in favor, say yes. The opposed, nay.
Member Carter?
Yes.
Member Palibos?
Yes.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Yes. So on a unanimous vote, four yes, nobody voting no, the motion is approved and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much, and thank you all especially for dealing with this meeting through a teleconference program rather than in the flesh. Many thanks from me.
Thank you.
To you, too.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.